What is burning within you? Passion is often understood today as a strong burning desire, but the word itself finds its roots in the Latin word passio, which has to do with suffering. In other words, your passion is what you are willing to suffer for. Passion isn't flash paper, burning brightly for a moment and disappearing. Passion is more like a fire blazing inside of you that is hotter and more fierce than whatever furnace you have to walk through to achieve that passion. When your soul has felt the cold sting of regret, the icy winds of shame, and the haunting graveyard of excuses where old dreams now lie, you are faced with a simple question. What do you want? The dream you've always had. The idea that won't go away, the potential you've locked inside for years. It's the spark, the flame, the hope that burns. What do you want? What you want is where your passion is, and what you are willing to suffer for is something you'll burn everything for. Take a moment. Inhale. Exhale. Ask yourself, what do I really want?
I don't need your motivation. I wake up and tell myself you gotta grow.
Welcome to the Leader Growth Podcast. I'm David Skidmore. This podcast is designed to help you overcome challenges and experience transformation in your life and in your leadership. And today what I want to talk to you about is something very simple. It's a simple idea, and it's this: get unstuck. You see, so many people at this time of year, this may be you right now, so many people are feeling overwhelmingly stuck. It was not your plan when you started 2024. It was not your plan when you started this new year. It was not your plan when you were launching out to say, at this point, just a few months in, I'm going to be stuck. But often what happens is, even though we make new plans, we make new pursuits, we have an idea of what we want to do in our lives, we have a new reality that we want to create. In fact, what often happens is that we end up going back to the person that we were before the new year began. And let me tell you, I've been there many times myself. And I'll tell you, there are few things more frustrating in your life, few things that I felt more frustration about than understanding that there's a massive gap between where I am and where I want to be. That instead of really bringing all of my potential to the table and unlocking all of that potential to grow, finding that I had had moments, chapters, days, weeks, the hours stack up into months sometimes. You might describe it as a season of being stuck. And what I want to do today, what I want to do is talk to you about this idea of what does it mean for you to get unstuck. I wrote a book about this just a few years ago. It's called Unstuck, Turn Potential into Purpose. And I believe that one of the most important things that you can do in your life is to turn your potential into purpose. In fact, that's one of the things that's really going to become a gift, not just to yourself, but to the world around you. Instead of asking, as John Eldridge talks about, instead of asking, what does the world need from me? Ask yourself instead, what is it that makes my heart truly come alive? And when you do that, you're going to see some incredible things happen in your life and in your leadership. Here's what I want to do. I just want to briefly walk through three simple reminders on how to get unstuck. You can pick the book up on Amazon today. Number one is this: clarify. What do you want? If you're going to be someone who gets unstuck, you have to clarify what you want. You know, we start off with this idea of passion. And by the way, at the beginning of this podcast, I was reading from the very first pages of this book about what do you want? What is it that you're willing to give yourself to? What are you willing to suffer for? And after we've looked at a deep dive of what we're really willing to give ourselves to, that's where we're able to step forward. And one of the most important things as you step forward is to understand that it's not just simply about what I do, but it's drilling down into who I am. Because here's the reality: the secret sauce to what you bring to the table, the secret sauce is you. So many times we're looking for what's the magic thing. No, the secret sauce is you. It's the DNA. It's how you're designed. It's who God made you to be. And when you let that part of you come out, some amazing things begin to happen. So many times we're trying to figure out what's the thing that I could bring to the table. And if I could just figure out these one, two, three, four things, people are going to be interested. People are going to be attracted to me. And I'm telling you, it doesn't work like that. What it's ultimately about is unlocking that person that you are, unlocking that potential inside of you. And when you turn that potential into purpose, when you start to live with purpose, like I said, that's where things start to get really fun. So what do we want to do as we think about what do I want? And as we focus in on that question, what you want to do is you want to move from a general target to a bullseye. You want to bring in with incredible clarity. This is where I like when I'm working with somebody, if I'm coaching somebody, I want to get really smart in those goals. You may be familiar with SMART goals: specific, measurable, achievable, realistic, time-bound. We want to have SMART goals. We want to have focus goals. We want to be able to know that I am moving somewhere on purpose. Number one, what are we going to do? We're going to clarify our vision, because when we clarify our vision, it allows us to get on track. It allows us to blaze a trail ultimately towards what we want to do. Number two is this: commit. So we start with clarify. Second is this: commit. Commit to the path. Commit to the process. What do you have to do? You can have the most amazing plans in the world. You can have all the idea, all the dreams, all of the things that you want to do. But ultimately, at the end of the day, what you have to do, if you really want to make an impact, if you really want to get unstuck, is you have to strike the match. This is the simple idea of activation. So many people don't activate. They have a lot of ideas. They think through things. They analyze. They overthink things. It's the idea of overcooking the idea, overcooking your passion. Sometimes it's not just what is burning inside of you. Sometimes it's what's burned a hole through you because you've spent so much time thinking about that thing, but you've never acted on it. You don't want to overcook it. Instead, when the passion is hot, that's where you get up and you get after it. And I want to tell you, it's about committing to the path. You know, you think about a steam engine. Trains and the steam engines. You can have all of the coal in there. You can have all like everything ready to go. But ultimately, for that train to get from A to B, for it to commit to that path, a match had to be struck. That's when the fire begins. And until the fire begins, you're not going to get from where you are to where you want to be. So strike. And then I want to encourage you during this time, it's hustle season. It's time to hustle. It's time to get after it. You know, Ed Milet calls it separation season. Right now, we're in a separation season. Some of you might be hanging out at the beach, having a great spring break. I'll tell you what, this week is separation season. I love these moments. These moments are the moments where I look and I say, oh, other people are getting away. I'm going to lean in even more. I'm going to do more than I was planning to. So this week, I had a pretty aggressive writing goal for this week. And what happened? Instead of waiting the entire week, I got that writing goal done on day one. What does that mean? Am I done writing? No. In fact, the goal just got a lot bigger this week. Why? Because I'm pushing myself to create something for you all that I'm going to be able to release in just a few months. I'm really excited to share this new book called Elevate with you all. What am I committed to in this process? I'm committed to stretching myself, to pushing myself, to separating. And it's separation season because so many people are going to stay stuck. But some of you, a few of you, are going to get unstuck at this time. So, what do? Strike the match, hustle, repeat the process, stay consistent on the journey and the little things. So many times we think about, I've got to make these big steps. It's never big steps. Big jumps are tiny steps taken day in and day out. One of my closest friends, Elijah Weaver, what does he do? If you look and see him online, you can follow him at elijah.a.weaver. I think that's what it is. I think it's Elijah. Anyway, you can find Elijah on Instagram. What's Elijah doing? Day after day, diligently building in his fitness career, diligently training people. It's consistency that counts. when you start taking those tiny little steps, you'll notice one day, wow, I took some massive jump. Stop trying to take all of the jumps overnight and just get really consistent. In a separation season, that's where you take a lot of those steps day after day. You really get after it in that time. So number one, we're going to clarify our vision. Number two, what are you going to do? You're going to commit to the path. And number three, here it is, create the results that you want. Create the results that you want. What do? We have to do this. We have to take inventory on what's being given to us. Inventory on what we have. That's the idea of stacks. Check out the book on how to go into resource reallocation. There's a lot of rich content in there just on that idea of stacks and going back into what you have. So many times when you start talking about somebody getting creative, we say, well, we got to think outside of the box. I don't like that term at all. Instead, think inside of the box. Embrace the constraints. And when you start to embrace those constraints, that's where you're really going to come alive. So many people are focused on all the things that they don't have. One of my favorite Psalms, Psalm 16, verse 6 says, "The boundary lines have fallen for me in pleasant places. Surely I have a delightful inheritance." Stop focusing on what you don't have. Start focusing and using what you do have. There's more inside of you. There's more inside of you right now. And if you will simply embrace that, you'll unlock more potential in your life. Start looking at the things that you could begin to leverage. Start looking at the things that you have access to. Start building relationships out of where you are and what you do have instead of focusing so much time on what you don't have. Another thing that you want to do at this time is embrace disruption. So many of our lives have been disrupted over the past few years. What you might want to do right now is you might want to embrace a little bit more disruption in your life. You might actually want to welcome some disruption. You might want to disrupt your schedule, especially if you've been stuck lately. That might look like getting up a bit earlier. That might look like joining in with a few people and committing on the path together. Disrupting the status quo is one of the things that can accelerate your growth. And then finally, what I want you to do is I want you to embrace the grind. That's what our theme song on this season of the Leader Growth Podcast, Live Transformed. It's the song by Cadence, Grind. What's the idea of grind? You know, you got three different things. Let's talk about potatoes. If you put a potato in a boiling water, what ends up happening to it? Well, you'd say a potato is going to get soft if it has enough time in the boiling water. Same thing as a carrot, right? Carrots, potatoes, a lot of vegetables, you put them in boiling water, they get really soft. What happens if you put an egg in boiling water? Well, on the inside, that soft egg, that runny egg is going to become hard. So you end up with a hard boiled egg. That ends up happening when you put the egg under high heat water. Let's do one more though. Let's say that you take coffee and you put boiling hot water through ground coffee because you decided to grind the coffee. The potato gets changed. The carrot gets changed, right? The egg gets changed. But here's the great thing. When the water goes through the ground coffee, the water gets changed. The only way that you're going to change what's happening around you is to grind what's going on inside of you. What's the grind? The grind is embracing the process, it committing to the path, and then it's the day after day, relentless pursuit of creating the results that you want. There's more inside of you. I'm telling you right now, this is your time. This is your time to get unstuck. When you get unstuck, that's where you turn your potential into purpose. And I wonder what would happen in your life this year if you just started embracing that. Like, can you imagine what would happen this year? Forget this year. Think about this week. Think about today. If you started to embrace these simple principles, I'm telling you, pick up some paper, pick up a pen, put your phone away, and start with that simple question. What do I want? Dig in, start to get clear on your vision, clarify your vision, commit to the path, create the results that you want. Hey, this podcast, I love doing this. I love pouring into your life, pouring into your leadership. This is my gift to you. It would be such an honor to me if you would take just a few moments, if you would subscribe to this podcast, whether you're checking out on YouTube, checking out on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you're listening to podcasts today. Also, while you're at it, would you leave a review? If you're on YouTube, would you drop a comment in there? I'd be so honored by that. And would you share this with someone that you know it can help? You may have some people in your life and you say, wow, they've been stuck for a while. I want to share this with them because I know when I share this, it's going to encourage them. It's going to help them. It's going to build them up and it's going to help them get unstuck. This podcast is designed to help you overcome challenges and experience transformation in your life and in your leadership. Thank you once again for the honor of being able to spend this time with you. I'll see you next time.
The formula. Watch me demonstrate. See, I'm determined and dedicated. Watch what I create. And when resistance is persistent, I go harder in a pain. I just put you up on game so I can watch you elevate. Let's fly.